Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Mike Max joins me for sports. Good morning, Maxie. The Twins are in St. Louis to take on the Cardinals. Pre-game 6:30 on WCCO Radio. First pitch just after 7 o'clock. I think it's a 7:15 start for St. Louis to get this game rolling. They did bring another pitcher with them. And I don't know if this is in case something happens, in case somebody gets traded away, or who knows what.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Berríos is the focal point because so many teams are interested in him. And with Max Scherzer and all that stuff, the sweepstakes, Seattle, they say, has a big interest in him. The Yankees have an interest in him. I would, too. He's a good pitcher, man. Those are hard to find. And he'd be a great person to put on your staff as a number two or three guy if you got a good staff and try to ride the wave for the last 2 months of the season and win it, and he could do some things for you. So that's why if I was the Twins, I wouldn't give them up. I mean, it would take an awful lot to pry away a starting pitcher that you've developed in your system that unless you just know that you can never get to the money that he wants and he leaves you no choice. That's the only thing, the only variable there that they have to consider if you don't value him like he values himself in terms of financially. But other than that, Coach once said to me, if you got the fish in the boat, don't let them back in the lake. Don't get them in the boat often. And they got, you know, they got Jose Berríos right now with them. Now, Andrelton Simmons could get moved. He's a shortstop, and he hasn't hit very well for him. He's had some bad slumps here lately, but he could help a team. And then beyond that, I mean, Tyler Duffy might have some value as a relief pitcher if you want to put him on the market, but they need relief pitchers just to get through the rest of the season. I don't think you'd do a deal with Donaldson or Sano, I don't think would attract a lot of suitors. So, you know, Buxton sits there, but he's not. I guess you could trade him, but again, you know, who's going to take him and take their chances on what they might have to pay him? They've got him locked up for next year anyway. So, most of the focus will be on Berríos because he's the biggest piece out there that people would want, but they could move some other people too.
Okay. Yesterday, training camp, Coach Zimmer seemed to be pleased with where he is right now in terms of the personnel on his team.
He is. I mean, Pierce is starting to come back now. Of course, last year he had the COVID situation and asked Mike if he didn't want to play. And then this year he had a little injury there, but he's almost like a bonus player because they signed him last year and you forget about him. And then, Danielle Hunter coming back again, you're not used to having him and now you got him. And on defense, and that's where Zimmer spends most of his time, he likes all those pieces. I'm going to get together with Mr. Zimmer today, in fact, and have a little visit with him one-on-one here this afternoon. But he wants to make chess pieces as he can have on defense because he loves to play that game and personnel situations and groupings and all those things. And Rick Spielman went out and gave him a whole bunch of chess pieces to work with. And you assume the offense would progress, at a natural rate with Justin Jefferson back. He talked the other day about how much easier it is this year because last year the training camp was the first time he played with these guys. You've got Adam Thielen on the other side. You've got Dalvin Cook coming back. Offensive line will be a question, but they're not going to be awful. It's just a question of how good can they get to be or can they be adequate. So all those things on paper, you go, this team should be competitive and they should be able to play with and beat anybody in the NFC North.
All right, well, back it up to Danielle Hunter. I thought there was a whole lot of talk about him going somewhere. And is that all off the table now? Is he's ready to be a Minnesota Vikings player again?
Yeah, he's in a strange situation, a little bit like Buxton. I mean, he didn't play last year. He didn't play all year. He was injured.
No, right.
And then you want to redo your deal because you see that you're paid less than, you know, what you would consider other great talents in the league that are comparable to you. And so, how do you pay a guy that sat out all last year with an injury? So he put him in a difficult spot there, but he can't go anywhere. It's a question of how they want to use him and what they want to do with him.
Okay. Well, that's encouraging, I guess.
I think Daniil's a good guy. You know, spend time with him. He doesn't seek the spotlight. He's not a sack dancer. He's just a good, humble guy I've had lots of conversations with him. He doesn't want to be in the media. He's not one of those flamboyant types that's looking for, you know, more bling and this and that. He knows he's got a nice car and a nice house and all those things. He's doing just fine. I think he's just playing the game a little bit to get an upgrade in his contract.
Okay. I always refer to that, those players who take that role as quiet confidence. They know how good they are. They'll just do what they do, and then they'll go back to the huddle, and they'll start all over again.
Yeah, and that's what he does. And he's a good teammate, and he's, like I said, he's quiet. He doesn't seek it. He has to be pretty good at this position and develop in it, and they developed him. And I think it's a good marriage for him here in Minnesota, though. I think it works well with he and Andre Patterson, their defensive line coach, in essence.
All right. What are you looking forward to seeing over the weekend here, Mike? Are you going to watch some of the track and field? Watch those other people who run the way you do at the Olympics?
Yeah, the Senior Olympics. I didn't know they were on this weekend. I'll be paying attention to the Twins, obviously, at the trade deadline, going out to the Vikings today to see what's going on out there. The Vikings start early next week. I'm going to high school football scrimmage this morning. They've got that going for teams now. Then they'll break for camp. Then I'm going to go out. There's a basketball tournament being played that I'm going to go take a peek at with a coach that I know. So lots of fun stuff coming up.
So, yeah. So, in other words, you're just going to be sitting on your hands all weekend again.
Yeah. Well, the alternative is to have my wife assign me some lawn work.
Yeah, no grass growing under your shoes. Mike Max, I'll look forward to chatting with you again. We won't be together again, at least not that I'm aware of, until we meet up at the State Fair. And that will be a special time for me, so I will truly enjoy that. You have a great weekend. We'll catch you first thing Monday morning here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.